Good morning, White Wing listeners. This is your MC, Nancy Shimamoto. Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of Mo'ili Ilihonganji, a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple. We are located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend David Fujimoto and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. Our website is www.moiliilihonganji.org, where you will find a map of our location and information about our temple. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Miyasaki family in memory of Mr. Torakichi Miyasaki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Tomo Hojo, Resident Minister of West Kauai Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Hojo.
Good morning. I'd like to begin today's Dharma talk with Shinran Shonin's words. Please put your hands together in Gassho. Shinran Shonin said, Attainment of Buddhahood through the Nembutsu. This is the true essence of the Pure Land Way. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Time flies by so fast. It is the end of September. We observe autumn Ohigan service around this time. As you know, Higan means the other shore, which is Amida Buddha's pure land. On the other hand, we call this world Shigan, which is the world of impermanence. A main point of the service is our wish to go to Higan and to learn how to get to the pure land from this world. Shinran Shonin's understanding is that we go to Higan by reciting the Nembutsu with a true and trusting heart, which we call Shinjin. He said, Attainment of Buddhahood through the Nembutsu. This is the true essence of the Pure Land Way. The Nembutsu is the only way to go to Higan. We will become Buddha in Higan, the pure land, after this life. The only action we need to take is to accept Amida Buddha's primal vow as it is and say the Nembutsu in appreciation. We hear this message in the temples often, especially at Higan services. When I think about Nembutsu voice, I always remember my grandmother who passed away 6 years ago. My grandmother started to get dementia about 5 years before she passed away. Even though she had dementia, she put her hands together in Gassho and said, Nammandabu, 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 and bowed towards the temple many, many times a day. I still remember what she did, and these actions guided me to a path in Buddhism. She also remembered her husband, because when my father asked her Do you know who I am? She said, my grandfather's name. Actually, they only lived together for a little over 20 years. My grandfather passed away when he was 51 years old. At that time, my father was still a college student. My grandfather was sick in his later years and couldn't officiate services. So, my grandmother took a correspondence course from Honganji and got her Tokudo ordination and did temple work until my father graduated from college. Without her hard work and effort, my home temple would not have survived until today. My grandmother didn't talk much about her hard experiences to me, but when I heard these stories, one of Shinran Shonin's hymns came to my mind. He said, the ocean of birth and death, of painful existence, has no bound. Only by the ship of Amida's universal vow can we have long been drowning, unfailingly be brought across it. We experience many happy and difficult things in our life. Shinran Shonin used a metaphor to talk about this world. The ocean of birth and death, of painful existence. Amida Buddha saw our lives, strongly wished to save all of them, and contemplated for 5 kalpas. As a result, he established the 48 vows to save all living beings. Amida Buddha established this vow and fulfilled it. Thus, Shinran Shonin continued, only by the ship of Amida's universal vow can we have long been drowning, unfailingly be brought across it. Amida means immeasurable life and light. Through his immeasurable working, he will take all living beings to the pure land, Higan, without any requirements, because the requirements are fulfilled by Amida Buddha, not us. When we listen to Amida Buddha's calling voice, we can live this life fully until the last moment, like my grandmother. Thus, Shinran Shonin said, the Nembutsu, this is the true essence of the Pure Land Way. Nembutsu is the calling voice from the Pure Land. Even when we don't think about Amida Buddha, Amida Buddha is concerned about us like a precious child and is saying, I'm always with you. Even though all people may abandon you, I will never abandon you. Please call my name. I'm here. Namo Amida Butsu. Let's keep listening to Amida Buddha's calling voice. Please put your hands together in gassho. ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Thank you, Reverend Hojo, for your Dharma message this morning. Please check the archive of White Way Radio broadcasts on our website to listen to previous speakers. Tomorrow, Sunday, September 29th, our service begins at 9 a.m. The Dharma message will be delivered by Pete Doctor, member of Jikoeng Honganji Mission. The service will be followed with fellowship in the social hall. In closing, thank you for listening to our White Way broadcast this morning. We invite you to join us next week, Saturday, October 5th at 7:45 a.m. when our speaker will be Reverend Richard Tennis, retired minister of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.